4 months ago on Veterans Day, Jim Campbell sat down with two friends at a Wausau restaurant and launched a chapter of the Honor Flight Network so they could fly local World War II vets free of charge to see their memorial in Washington, D.C.
We've been receiving on an average of 3 new applications a day. The first plane was filled up the first week in February. The second plane that we're looking at early fall is almost half full already.
92-year-old Ralph Beekler, a retired Wausau businessman, will be on that first flight in April.
I spent 4.5 years at the service, all of the South Pacific. I started out in New Zealand and worked up to Guadalcanal.
65 years after he came back from the war, Beekler can't quite believe that local volunteers are raising the money to charter a 737 jet for him and his fellow vets.
I think it's unbelievable. You know, that's 60, 70 years gone by, and the youngsters really don't know what we went through.
There are only 3 million World War II veterans left in the United States, and 1,000 of them are dying every day, 5 a day just in north central Wisconsin. Campbell says there is an urgency to get the surviving vets the recognition they didn't get when they came home.
They did not come home to gymnasiums full of flag-waving citizens of their community. They didn't get that. They just came, got off the bus by themselves, and built this country.
There are 5 honor flight groups in Wisconsin, each serving veterans in a different region of the state. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.